From their CD, Become You, Moment of Forgiveness, Amy and Emily spending the entire hour with the Indigo Girls. And Amy, tell me about the name. Tell me about the name Indigo. It's a beautiful shade of blue.
We know that. It's a lot of things, but we actually, believe it or not, we weren't thinking about any of them. We had this, like, we went by Sailors and Ray, our last names at the time, and we had this big gig. I can't remember who we were going to open for. It was like Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, or it was some group. And we were like, we need a band name. This, you know, the duo thing doesn't sound cool enough. You know, we were like so young. So Emily was at camp being a counselor, and I had a dictionary in my hand. I went through it, and I settled on the word indigo, and I called her. I was like, what do you think about this? And then she said, how about Indigo Girls? And that was it. And then it stuck for the rest of our lives. So you got to be careful when you pick a name, because it's yours.
I think the audience likes the name.
Y'all are sweet. Thank you.
Okay, so Emily, your first album, you guys put it out yourselves.
Yeah.
It was an independent record. You guys put it out yourselves. That was a scary thing to do back then. I mean, a lot of artists didn't do that. So what made you guys put your own album out?
You know, nothing was scary for us back then. We just didn't care. We were having so much fun. For real. We first thing we did was we borrowed money from Amy's dad, and we made a single in 1985, which is independent. And then we made Strange Fire in 1987, which is independent. And it was just such a... We were going to Athens and making it in John Keane's studio, and Athens music was exploding, and we just felt a kinship with our little sister Music City. And it was just, everything was so exciting and fun that everything we did, all the DJs we called, because back then you could call college radio stations and get your stuff played if you pushed them hard enough, if you were a pain in the butt, which we were. And that's how it was. So there wasn't any fear. It was just a lot of excitement. And it's just weird to have lasted all these years.
Well, in Athens, you were talking about the Athens music, you had the B-52s, you had REM, which I know are big friends and fans of yours, Georgia Satellites, Widespread Panic, that was a heck of a music scene happening then. And so you guys were part of that.
Sort of. I mean, that scene had become established, and then we had some friends actually, Driving and Crying, that was pretty big from Atlanta, and they were playing in Athens some, and they let us open a couple times, and then another punk band called The Squalls. So how we got into Athens is actually, instead of playing the folk clubs, we just played at what was considered sort of the post-punk kind of club where the college kids were hanging out, because that's where you could play sort of louder folk music, which is what we were doing at the time.
Well, on the airwaves, people like Tracy Chapman were happening, and Suzanne Vega was happening, and a major label started looking for girl acoustic acts, mm-hmm. and Epic Records came calling, and you guys signed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was no bidding war for the Indigo Girls, believe me. We had this really eccentric guy named Roger Klein, who was A&R back then. It was CBS Records, not even Sony yet. Hadn't been bought. And yeah.
He was called The Snake.
He was called Snake, and he
got
just
got signed
liked
by
us.
The Snake.
Yeah, yeah, everything. It was good timing, really. They were signing women with acoustic guitars, and we had this eccentric guy who took a shine to us. I think he was looking to sign REM, maybe, and got us instead. Oops, but that's how it happened.
But let's get back into your music. This is a song called "Go." Tell me about this song.
It's a rock song. It was inspired by a couple of different things. One of them was when we went into some high schools in the South to do a arts program, and we got banned from it for being gay. And the students stood up for us and protested, which was very cool. And then I dedicated it to a very great writer and activist named Maridel Lesueur, who was a great elder of ours.
Well, let's check out the song that caused all that. It's called "Go." It's the Indigo Girls.